Okay. This is the Pacifica National Board Personnel Committee. And let me see. Let's take a roll. And Chandra will be our acting secretary for this meeting. Lori's at the conference. Chandra, do you want to call roll?
Okay. Okay, one second. I'm sorry.
No, that's right.
Attendance. Because I'm going to write it down when I as I take it.
And thank you for doing this.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, Ambrose Lane.
Here.
Lydia Brisson.
Here.
Bertold Reimers.
Here.
Lori Taguma absent. And Chandra Houtman present.
And Dr. Batun.
I think that's it, folks.
Okay, Dr. so Batun. Evelyn is not here?
Evelyn, oh, I'm sorry, Evelyn Bethune?
Okay.
Maybe she's coming on late.
Yeah, she probably emailed me not knowing that I'm down. Okay, so the agenda for this meeting is to go over the final steps of the process for the evaluation of the executive director with which the board is charged, and that we will be engaged in this process during the Pacifica National Board meeting next weekend in Washington, D.C. Okay, and then the other item is that we had said as soon as we finish this, we would want to go right into the evaluation of our chief financial officer. And Bertold developed a form. Hopefully everybody had a chance to look at that. He did it prior to our the meeting before this. I was hoping that we would be able to present the form to the board, by the way, for approval at this meeting. But let's see how far we get. And then, of course, and our goal is to keep this meeting short. So I would like to start with a progress report. Bertold, you want to give us a progress report? You were charged with, and
yes.
We are so grateful that you're such an expert. You were charged, yes.
I'm not sure, since we're streaming live, I'm not sure how far to go about the progress report, because...
Well, none of the results of the data. We're only talking about
okay.
the fact that you did. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So what Bertold was charged with was to input the statistical data, the ratings, the numerical, or in this case it was letters, converted to numbers, and Bertold, in your report, please tell us which numbers you assigned to which letters.
Okay.
And so because, you know, number one, he does this for a living, we were just very, very grateful that he was able to compile that, and the arrangement was also that Director Bob Letter would have access to proofing that once that process was completed. And that the typed comment portions, and most people did type their comments, but there were some who wrote them out by hand. And Yolanda, our human resources director for Pacifica, was to make sure that a temp from a temp agency would come in and type up any written comments. There was to be no identifying information on any of this other than pre-assigned numbers that only the human resources director would know to the number assignation. And anyway, so that's where we left off. So Bertold, just start with, you know, if you received the material you needed from Yolanda and where, how close you are to completing all of that.
Okay. Basically, we received the material from Yolanda that the day she promised them to FedEx, got it the next day because I wasn't home. Plugged in the numbers, and the numbers were actually finally data entered and completed this past Sunday. So basically, I was on vacation, so I took the time to type it in.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of modification, and basically, I'll just go over. I mean, it's done. The process is all done.
Mm-hmm. Good,
I did
you.
Some Excel spreadsheet that gives you distribution of the ratings, the recommendation, and everything else. Only thing that I have to do now is to take all that information and actually to plug it into a statistical software to see relationship between responses. But let me give you the general step and things that went on.
And what does that mean, relationship between responses?
Relationship between responses. For example, I have a spreadsheet that says out of those who says he meets the standards,
uh-huh.
What are the percentage of those who say he meets the standards recommend X, B, or Z?
I see. Okay.
So in other words, there's to see if there's a direct relationship between someone who says, well, he did a great job, therefore I recommend that he be sent to God or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So besides just the hard answers, I want to see relationship. For example, if they say that the general administration for a question managing and supervising staff, if they say he did great on that X percentage, how many people recommend that he whatever?
Yeah.
So I have wow, a lot of spreadsheet, more than you probably want, probably 40 of them that have a relational relationship. But that's why I want to plug them in the statistical software to just have it right there on one or two pages.
Right, because we need to kind of, we have to realize that we don't have a lot of time to go through, volumes of what. The one thing, however, is that I would like to see is that some of the things that are faulty when you deal with statistics are eliminated, and I'll give you one example. When we conducted an evaluation here, there was a particular item which was like a really off-the-wall thing to begin with, right? It's not something that anybody considers to be very serious at all.
Uh-huh.
And the person rated extraordinarily, conspicuously high on that number. But then, so then when we went to look at the detail, only like two people even responded to that, and they both just gave a throwaway high number, right,
yeah.
On that particular issue.
Actually,
so my question is always how many, when you say the average is so-and-so or the mean is so-and-so, that you realize that this is only two responses out of 100,
yeah.
There
would be a sheet that has the numbers.
Okay.
And underneath it, the distribution. And everything has the numbers in the distribution, so that, it might say 100%, and mm-hmm. that's one person.
Okay.
Basically, I typed in 48 respondents.
Okay.
Okay? One of them was the ED, so I took that out because he's rating himself. There were.
And how did you know that, though? I thought there was no identification on this.
No, it says ED, ED1, LSB, and that kind of stuff. Someone is calling me from your area. Hold on 1 second. Hello?
Hello?
You're back.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry, that was, I thought it was maybe Dr. Bethune. So there was...
You can put that aside because the ED may very well believe that was his self-evaluation, which I think it's appropriate to have a self-evaluation.
Yes.
But I don't, without Evelyn on the phone, I don't know that was, if that was part of what the previous committee agreed on. Ambrose, do you?
No.
Okay,
yeah.
So that should be a set aside.
I took it out of the computation anyways because...
Okay, Okay, and then...
So you have 25 LSBs, LSB uh-huh. responses.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
How many PMB?
I have 14 PNBs.
Okay. And staff?
I have 2 lit LSBs.
Okay.
3 others, whatever that means.
Wait. You've got to slow down. 25 LSB plus 2 late LSB.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? 25
yeah.
LSB plus 2 late LSB, so that's 27 LSB.
Yeah.
Now PNB, 14?
14 PNBs.
And could somebody give me the evaluation period?
I thought it was January 1st.
It's in my computer. It's his date of hire through November 30th, and his date of hire, I believe, was January 24th.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been January 26th, but it was at the end of January.
124.06
to 11:30.
To what?
November 30.
Okay.
11:30:06.
Okay. Thank you.
And that was just so that when the new LSBs were seated in
right.
December, they were not part of the evaluation.
Right. Just so.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now we've got 14 PNB. Now, what's the next category?
Other.
I'm ready, Berthold.
Oh, okay. So we have 14 PNBs.
How do we get rid of the music?
I will in 1 second.
Ay, ay, ay.
Musical computer.
Sorry. Unbelievable. For the past 5 hours, I have received no phone call.
Okay, so you said others was next?
Yes, 3 others.
And staff, how much?
2 IGM. 1 national office. And that would do it.
Okay.
That should give you 48. 47.
Oh, because the 48th was ED?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that sounds good. Now, what did you assign to each letter, which was the rating system
okay.
on that form?
So this is what I did. Overall rating, fails to meet prescribed standards, A, I assign letter 1. Improvement needed, B, I assign letter 2. Meet prescribed standards, C, I assign letter 3. Not applicable, D.
Hello?
Okay,
hello?
So go a little slower because Sandra's taking the note.
Oh, I'm sorry. I
still on the form.
Sandra.
Yeah.
If you have the spreadsheet I sent,
I do.
In the sheet that says code.
It's on there?
Yes. It
all
has,
right, I'll copy it from there. Thank you.
Okay,
yeah, I'm
great.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm assuming that everyone has that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, so continue with your report. So bottom line, the report is done.
The report is done.
We have, you're just going to do that additional step for us, which will help. Kind of
do statistical analysis, but basically the answers are pretty clear. They are, you know, they are course analysis of recommendations versus rating, and then
uh-huh.
the percentage distribution.
Okay.
And
so there's a mean and.
Yeah. Well, you know, basically, you know, you have 47. 47 is a magic number. I know I have 14 PNB, so.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Okay. 14 PNBs. I have 27 LSBs, I believe. 25 plus 2 late
yeah.
LSBs. And I have the others. And the others
yep.
I put IGM, National Office, and other in it. So that's
now,
it.
Now, is the PNB, are we able to have that separate so that we know the LSBs did this rating? Because we never decided on the weighting of each, and we'll probably individually have to decide how we weight that. But
well, that's
is
what
that
I
discernible?
Did.
Oh, good. Okay.
Well, that's what I did. I broke
okay,
it down.
Okay, fabulous.
I looked at all 47 of them, and I looked at the results.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at the PNBs only.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at the results.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at the LSBs only.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at the results, and then I grouped the IGN, the National Office, and the mm-hmm. three others that I didn't
yeah,
know that
that's
are
all
sick.
Staff, yeah.
And I looked at the results.
Okay.
And I can tell you, in general.
But don't give us any results.
No, there's no results. There are stark contrast between the PNB and the LSB responses.
Okay. Well, let's not go into anything that came out of it. I just want to stick to the process.
Yeah.
And
Go ahead.
I have a question.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
When you're finished, Lydia.
I'm through.
You said that you got two responses from IGMs, but you didn't say anything from other GMs. So I'm assuming that those are the only GMs that responded?
Yes.
So in the interest of confidentiality, shouldn't we just categorize the responses as two from the GMs?
Yes, because I don't even know how you knew that, and I don't want to hear it on the phone.
Yeah, right.
Because they wrote it down.
Well, no, you don't have to identify.
No, don't respond.
Don't respond.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying everything should be as generic as possible.
Yeah. I don't know who they are.
Right. No, I know, but anyway. Okay, so moving along.
And so another thing that that I did is, I don't know if you're a bit familiar with the survey, but when the survey asks the questions, for example, the general question, which says overall rating, 2 accuracy, 3 knowledge, 4 productivity, and all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Most people answered 1. Or,
We're not discussing
results.
No,
don't quantify anything.
No, I'm not quantifying anything. I'm just saying that the other answers where you have most of the 47 answers, people who answered, did not answer the in between. They answered the first part, the first column.
Oh, I see. You mean you when you said 1, you meant the first column.
Yeah, 1 means overall rating.
Right. Okay.
And they didn't do
accuracy knowledge. And so basically, I did not go into those because there are too many empty responses for us to look at it for it to say to mean anything.
Really? I would have thought they would have done that and not the specific additional columns. Is what I thought were. Really,
they did the general one, the one that says overall reading.
Oh, they did do that one. It's the other ones they did.
They didn't do the optional, the one that's.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Yeah.
So
okay.
Most of them are empty. So,
okay, that sounds good. Yeah. So we don't need to know anything about what people, you know, what the results are, including that, because you sent us the sheet, so we can look at that and figure that one out.
Yes.
So I think we should move on to the cover sheet that Chandra sent out, which is kind of a summary sheet that she and I had discussed, but I don't have it before me. Did everybody receive that?
Yes.
And what we were thinking, what Chandra, did you do 2? I don't remember now.
Did I do what?
Were there 2 that you did, 1 as the worksheet and 1 as the final? Or
no.
One sheet, half and half, or...
No,
just the final.
Let me pull it up.
Okay.
I'm going to pull it up right now.
And we had thought that this would be useful. That after
Lydia, I'm sorry, I have to cut you off.
Go ahead.
To quickly add something else.
Sure.
As far as the process and procedure,
mm-hmm.
as I was entering the data, there were 2 pages that were missing. And I did call Yolanda to have her fax it to me, and that copy I will share it with Bob Lederer.
Okay.
Because, you know, it was missing, and I called her. So
what was missing?
Just
2 pages.
A couple of sheets. Then she faxed it to him.
Yeah, because she was going to, you know, like, just give me the information on the phone, but we decided that she would fax it so that it's documented, that I received this document from her, and that she, you know, I will give a copy to Bob Lederer, or she can fax it to Bob Lederer.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, now this is my thinking on the evaluation recommendation form that I prepared, that we just take one blank form and tally up the ratings on that form.
Mm-hmm.
And have, you know, the others, individuals would use them at the meeting, and then the committee would get together and take all the forms and then do the tallying and then make a final. But
right, but the form
we're not going to analyze them at the. Are we going to do that? Are we going to meet?
No. The only thing
do it.
The only thing that I thought would be useful, and it's not up to us. It's up to whether the PNB wants to do that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
We will ask them once we're an executive committee. We'll say, you know, we think using a form would be useful so that as PNB, rather than raising our hands and voting for each item or whatever. Is that it would be useful to just, on the conclusions of the evaluation, which was, you know, a salary increase or, you know, or just regular, and three strengths, three things that came out of there that we considered strengths, and three things that we thought were good goals to work on, which every evaluation should have, regardless of how well you perform. And so that was kind of the crux of it. But I don't have it in front of me. Is that what you have?
Well, in other words, we're not going to do the ratings because, by the way, on the form that I sent out to everybody, Berthold had given me his ratings.
Yeah.
So,
no, that's...
So
that's,
the numbers and the letters are already assigned, and everybody's got that.
Oh, okay. So did everybody look at the form? I don't have access to my computer. It seems.
Yeah, I looked at the form.
Oh, yeah.
And is it fine?
Sure.
Okay,
yeah,
it's kind of just a summary sheet that then we can hand in and Berthold can compute the stats.
Okay. What I will do is I will take...
It's only 24 people.
Yeah, I will have this spreadsheet ready so that people can just type those numbers in, and then it will just add up. That way, we don't have to waste time.
So you'll have your laptop with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
so
good. And then someone can stand over. Chandra can stand over your shoulder or something. And
yeah, I think like two people should be there.
That's right.
Two people should be there.
Yeah, that's
verify
that's
the
it.
Accuracy.
That sounds good. Sounds good to me. And, you know, I suspect that the goals and the strengths might be come out of the discussion, and so, you know, that may not even be necessary, but I thought it was good to include. Okay. And in the next two or three days.
Wait.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't want to move on yet. I want to finish on the form that we're going to have at the meeting.
Okay.
The form that I designed was a worksheet that I thought people could use. But what I'm going to do, what I just started doing, is I'm adding one more column. Because how it's broken out now is it has, for example, general administration, and it has the ratings.
Mm-hmm.
A is 1, and B is 2, and C is 3, and D is 4. So then I'm making a separate column so that the individual PNB member can put their rating down. Because right now, it just has the ratings as they are assigned, but it doesn't have a place for the individual who's using it as a worksheet to put in their rating.
They can just circle it, no? Or check it.
I'm confused.
Too. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because maybe the committee should just discuss what kind of a sheet they want. What I had envisioned was just having, after we have read all of the comments, looked at Berthold, who he already has all the ratings in there, what all the forms said. So the only thing that needs to be decided at the meeting is the conclusion. Based on all of this data, he stays and we give him a raise, and these are the goals and these are his strengths, and, you know, that's it. We're not going to reevaluate him again unless you want people to make their own personal notes, I think.
Okay,
but
then I'm confused.
No, but I understand both sides. Can I have the floor for one second?
Sure, please.
Lydia, I see where you're going with that, and I kind of support that. But at the same time, as you know, Pacifica and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Even though these are the same people who voted.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you come? Let's assume that, you know, the result came as X instead of Y, right? Or
mm-hmm.
whatever it is. And then people want to talk about that now, again.
Yeah, that's fine. That's what the discussion's for.
The discussion is going to, they're going to talk about that, and then...
And then at the end, what do we conclude?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So
at the end
I was envisioning
vote?
The form to take the place of a hand vote on everything, because people sometimes want to keep their some stuff with personnel, you know, kind of confidential and to themselves, given the splits on the board and everything. What we want is a really legitimate opinion. So I thought, you know, maybe a, you know, just a tally sheet on our final conclusions. But maybe that's not useful. Maybe we should just keep to a discussion. Ambrose, what do you think?
I think we ought to give every board member what Berko has already given us in terms of the breakdown.
Oh, absolutely. Every board member
yeah.
is going to have that. But I'm
okay.
saying after everybody sees that and after everybody sees the comments, then how do we arrive at the conclusion as to what to do? We have a discussion, and I had thought it might be more useful than to, on just our final points as to what the board actually recommends in relation to everything that we've looked at, that it, there be a summary sheet for each PMB member to then fill out, and we could tally that.
Well, that's where I'm confused. Okay.
But that but the board might not even want a tally sheet. They may want to just what they've done in the past is just a
Lydia,
discussion.
Let me talk, please.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. You had me design this form, okay? The form has all the categories that are on the evaluation form, you know. And can I say the category out loud, or is that okay? Is that okay?
That's-
Okay, so for example, it has a category for general administration, and then it has the four ratings. So I thought that when we have our executive session, that everybody is going to be sitting with one of these forms in front of them, and that they were going to be looking at the statistical analysis that Berthold did, plus they were going to be looking at the written comments, and then they were going to take all that information and make their own rating. Am I incorrect on that?
Well, that's one way to do it. I happen to disagree with having to do that, but you know, the committee
can decide.
But
Ambrose was going to say something.
Yeah.
No, I thought that would be making the rating twice.
That was my opinion.
And then...
Everybody's already made their rating.
Well, no, they haven't, actually. This is a new this is a new sitting PNB.
Yeah.
And when I discussed this initially with Lydia, I said, well, how can we rate them? They've already been rated. And she said, well, you've been working with him for 3 months now. So that's why I'm confused as to what we're actually going to be doing in the executive session.
Yeah, and whatever we propose, regardless, I mean, don't forget, whatever we recommend as this final point will be approved on at the beginning of the executive session or not approved on by the full board.
Yeah, but we have to come up with a recommendation.
With a recommendation, yeah. I personally would just like to see us come out with the bottom line. Everybody will have the information and, or the other option is to give them a worksheet.
Well, that's what I thought the form that I had created, I thought was everybody's worksheet.
Okay. Well, a form for a worksheet is very separate from what I had initially proposed, which I don't object to a worksheet if people want to use a worksheet. But what you turn in is your final evaluation of the ED, which is the final recommendation as it appears on the form. Which is like the elements that we said, you keep them or in this case, you don't promote, give a raise or whatever.
Just
the final conclusions.
The last page of the form has the final rating.
Right,
the final
exactly.
recommendation, then it has. So you haven't seen this form that I put together because you
haven't done. Yeah, I did at the time you sent it out. I glanced at it, but we had a discussion about, I thought, having two forms, which doesn't matter if we didn't understand each other. But the point is that I don't have a problem with having the category by category as an individual worksheet, but I think in terms of what Bertold is going to compile after we all turn in our recommendations, that's just our final vote on the issue, not a compilation of statistics. We already have that done. And so at the end, each board member is going to recommend the things at the end of the form. That's
okay.
The only thing that's going to count.
So basically...
Right. Wait. We also have on this form, please identify up to 3 areas of exceptional achievement and 3 areas requiring improvement.
Exactly.
Now, where do they go? Is that part of the final recommendation? Or,
yeah,
or is that part of the worksheet?
I think that needs to be part of the worksheet, and that needs to be part of the discussion. And then the board is going to have to agree verbally, I think, on those. There's no way to quantify that. Bertold can't quantify that. He can count out how many people want to give him a raise and want him to keep
on. Okay, well, then it's very simple. Then I just take that one box that has final recommendation and explain reason, and I put that on a separate page.
Yes, that's all that there is.
That's
yeah.
all that has to happen.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that each
And then they just turn in that, and Bertold plugs them in and adds it up, and it's done.
Okay, wait. When you say they just turn in that... We have a discussion. We have an executive session. We go over. Everybody has the worksheet. Then they have that to refer to. Then there's a discussion. Then everybody handwrites their final recommendation, which is just the 1 through 5 categories: continue, merit, etc.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right. Those final recommendations, just that one piece of paper, not the worksheet, are collected from the PNB. Everybody everybody fills one of those out, right?
Yes.
They hand those in, and then so it's all confidential because
yes.
I had on mine signature and date, but then I guess people are not signing and dating, right?
No.
Because it's confidential, so that
That's
comes
correct.
Out. Okay.
That's correct. And we should have that the HR director will collect one.
Yeah.
So that she collects one from each PNB member, so she can have a sheet where she can check off just to make sure she got one from every person.
But then there's no code or anything. In other words,
well, we could do that too. You can list 1 to 24. What's her name? Yolanda could have a code just like she has for the other forms. She just has a roster of the PMB, and she can hand out the final tally sheet.
So is she sitting
with
in the executive session with us?
Yes, definitely. I think.
So it's the PNB.
Didn't we all expect her to be? She's the human resources director.
Well, I'm asking because we have to decide that, right? I guess.
Yeah, I would recommend. I would say she should definitely be there.
Mm-hmm.
Does everybody agree on that?
Sure.
Yeah. It's a little difficult because, you know, that's also her boss. But she's
but she's not going to be expressing any opinion.
Yeah, she's not participating.
It's just that as human director of human resources, she needs to be privy to these things. Yeah, to the process and so forth.
Yes.
Why?
Because she's the director for the Foundation of Human Resources.
But why does she have to be part of the executive session?
Do you object?
Yeah. I think she should just come in. I think she should be outside. And this is my recommendation. I think she should be outside, and she should come in when the discussion is over and everybody has completed their final evaluations, their final recommendations, and she should come in and take the roster and collect the forms and then check them off the list.
Okay, but then she also has to come up with a numbering for them.
What number?
I don't think she needs to number them.
Okay.
Exactly.
She needs a number. If everybody circles what their final recommendation is, she'll have X number of ones, X number of twos, and X number of threes, and fours and fives. And then she will tally them, and she will come back into the room and report back to the executive session what the final rating is.
Okay.
And she can do the tally with a witness from the PNB.
That's fine.
And it should.
I don't have any objection to that. If you have an objection, but I do believe that we should put the question to the board. I think that this does need to be a board decision as to whether she's in there or not. And we can you can. Does anybody have any objection to what Chandra just recommended?
No.
Ambrose, okay.
No.
So, okay, so that could be our recommendation.
But that's
wait,
the board
wait, does
decision.
Anybody agree with me?
That's
that
a board decision.
Be in the room.
That's a
right,
board
it's a board decision, but it's going to come out of this committee as a recommendation, if no one objects.
No objection.
That's probably a prudent thing. She is staff, and
she
might even
in.
Prefer it, you know. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I agree, and I think it could go out as a recommendation, and the board can agree to do this or, you know, can agree with us or not.
Okay, so that's a motion to approve without objection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a second. Now I have to write this. I have to go back to minutes. Okay, so...
So it's your motion, the process you described.
All right,
So the board gets...
So wait a second. This is going to be a motion, right?
Yes.
Okay, so personnel committee.
And so you moved that process, and we approved it without objection.
CH moves that Yolanda Thomas not be present.
During deliberation?
Yeah, deliberation.
During board deliberations, and that she is called into meeting to collect final recommendations and to check off.
Tabulate.
No, well, first she has to check off that she's received them. She has received them. I don't know how to put that. I mean, basically, she should have a list and check off that she's gotten one from everybody.
Yeah, wait.
To confirm that each PNB has given their sole vote.
One recommendation per PNB member.
Present.
Per all PNB members that are present.
Yes.
Because somebody might be absent. Okay, then what happens is that CH further moves. And this could be a separate motion that Yolanda tabulate the final recommendations
with
one person, one PNB rep witnessing.
Two.
With two.
That way there are no issues.
Witnesses. And returns to executive session to report out results.
Results.
Now, the other thing, the only other thing I wanted to ask is I had in the final, what I had done for everybody is that they would report, they would explain their recommendation. But I guess that's not necessary on the
nope.
for the final recommendation.
No.
So that could come off.
Yes.
Yep.
That would be part of the discussion.
Well, it's not necessary for them to. And then also they don't have to explain the reason for each rating either.
No.
So they're just going to vote, and I can take that off the form. So I'm modifying my form as we speak, and then I'll send it out again to everybody.
So your form needs only have retention, merit, probation, terminate, other. That's all you need. They have to circle
well, the,
one of
the
those.
Well, the final form has
the raise.
Yeah, the final form has five categories. Continue, regular status, merit increase, place on probation, terminate, or other. And I don't know how we can recommend other, because what is other? And what are we going to do if there's another category? How could there be another?
Well, people say different things, you know.
Do we want to keep another category there?
Yeah, leave it
in
there.
In other words, maybe the P&B will come up with another category that we haven't even thought about.
Yes.
And so then the other would be included. Whatever the other category is,
exactly,
would be decided, and then the other would become the name of the new category.
Yes.
The word other would be replaced.
As if there's no other.
Okay. And then, so there's no explained reason, and then the final rating, people will just circle one, and that'll be all that's on that piece of paper, and that's the only thing they'll hand in.
Point of information.
Is that okay with everybody?
Point of information on that? The final rating means sales to standard. Is that also has to do with? I mean, the standards is one, and then the recommendation is two? Or it's just the five things? Because the meeting prescribed standard improvement needed and does not meet prescribed standard. I think those should be in there also, just so that we know. I'm not clear, right?
I'm not clear what you're asking.
Yeah, I know.
Five categories now.
There are two things. There are the recommendation, and then there's the overall rating. I think the overall rating should also be there. Meet prescribed standard, does not meet prescribed standard, improvement needed.
Oh, I see. You're saying that four
kind of
categories.
Closer to what you, yeah, it's kind of closer to what you had proposed, is that, in other words, it gives a reason for what your final recommendation is.
Yeah, but it's just a number.
Yeah, but it was just numerically, yeah.
Yeah.
Assigning to that specific thing. I don't have an objection.
Because we're already going to have all those statistical connection to that, mm-hmm. So the person might as well they're going to explain anyways at the meeting. People are going to talk a lot in that meeting. Sure.
So they would have, for example, they might recommend continue regular status, and mm-hmm. then they would also say, then, for example, meets prescribed standards, and they would check one for continue regular
yes.
status and
mm-hmm.
three for meets prescribed standards.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that?
Yeah,
huh?
Why?
Why would you do that?
Why?
Yeah, I really don't think it's necessary, but I understand. I was just explaining. I understand what he's talking about, but I don't. I still think at the end of the day, we need to keep it really simple. We will have had a grueling discussion around this already.
Yeah. Okay, scratch that. I'm sorry. I'm a statistic guy, so I always want to have those, but you can forget about it.
You're going to provide wonderful statistics for us, so we're thrilled. Thank you again, both of you. Okay.
So we're back to just the final recommendation
yes.
of the five categories.
Yes.
Yep.
Whatever other may be. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
No, I think people will just do that.
And
okay,
basically, what I'm going to say is rating circle one.
Yeah.
Okay. So anything else regarding the process? I think once we see it in writing, it will be more helpful. And of course, what I had hoped to do before my computer crashed, was chronicle the whole process from beginning to end, which I will still do. Come hell or high water. Anyway, so now the only other thing that I would like to raise, and this is something that the board can have in advance because that's what they were most anxious to do, is to have stuff to chew on. And this board that has to vote on this has not been sent some key things that we were sent in December, which included, and we can make a list of these right now, Greg's hire letter, Greg's resume, Greg's self-evaluation of last June, and also he did another report that included a continuum of that in September.
Okay, now I have to write these down. So
right. We're
recommending that current P&B receive I thought we did receive some of these things.
Did you? The new B?
Yes.
Okay.
Higher letter, but I think we got that. And what's
the... I thought maybe...
Self-evaluation, I haven't seen that, but I think
okay.
we did get the higher letter.
Okay.
We should, but everybody should check that they have it. And I think is that we should just bring copies. The personnel committee, you know, people don't remember to bring stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we should just prepare copies, a packet to give out to every PNB member. That should include higher letter self-evaluation. And they should get it, I guess they have to get it ahead of time so they'll have a chance to look it over again.
Right. We need to send it out by email, which
yes.
now I don't have.
Okay.
But
higher letter self-evaluation.
I know that AC and Bob, I think, sent those out to the board last
yeah.
December.
But everybody got it in piecemeal, and I think it would be good if everybody got the packet complete.
One package.
Yes.
Right. And, but
so
if you have
decide.
The hard copy of it, Chandra, perhaps since you're going to go into the office on Monday, that somebody at the office can photocopy some packets of that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Let's decide what I'm copying.
Okay.
All right. We've got higher letter self-evaluation.
His resume.
Resume. Contract? Is that part of the evaluation?
No, that's a separate
okay.
agenda.
All right. What else do people need?
And then this form. There's a June evaluation, and there's another follow-up report in September.
Who did the June evaluation?
He did. I mean, it was a self-evaluation.
Oh, so that's when you say self-evaluation, there's two of them?
He put it in our PNB book.
Okay, so there's a June self-evaluation and then a December self-evaluation. No?
Yeah, I don't know if the September. No, September at the Berkeley meeting.
September self-evaluation.
Yeah, right. I mean, I don't know if he calls it that, right? It was...
report.
It was his board. It was his ED report.
Well, what's the difference between an ED? I mean, an ED report is different from a self-evaluation.
It is, but he did an ED report in June, and he included his self-evaluation in the June one, and I thought he did in September. I would probably have to double-check.
Okay.
If it's there, we'll get the September also.
Exactly.
So
and
I would suggest that he writes a two-page summary of what he thinks he has done compared to these issues on this survey, but I guess he has done that already in all those two evaluations.
Well, we still have to get to the portion where, which we discussed before, is that we have an executive session on Friday,
uh-huh.
and then we have to decide as a board who's going to give the results of the evaluation to the ED, and then he can respond to us on Sunday in executive session, which is what the coordinating committee
recommended. I think that my recommendation would be that, you know, Yolanda will go out, she'll tabulate the results, she'll come back into the executive session, she'll report it out, then she'll leave, and I think that, you know, officially the board chair should give it to him.
Sure.
I mean, that makes it very neutral, you know,
okay.
because it, you know, and then there's a session, and then there's part of the session on Sunday where we meet with him.
Yes.
Okay.
And he responds.
Okay.
Okay.
Does that seem okay?
The only way.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
So is that part of, okay? So now we have to go over the motion again. Is that part of our motion? So Yolanda tabulates. Tabulates the final recommendations with two PNB witnesses. Returns, reports the results, and then chair of PNB presents recommendations to ED. Is that it?
Yes, and then the ED has until Sunday morning's executive session.
ED meets with PNB.
On Sunday morning,
Sunday
where he
morning.
Will present his response to this evaluation.
ED, ED meets with PNB on Sunday morning to respond to the evaluation, to the PNB evaluation,
mm-hmm.
to the PNB's final recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the evaluation. It's really the final recommendation.
Yeah.
Okay? Well, I'm going to send this out, and people can review it over email. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that
Good.
Sounds great.
Great.
Okay, so that takes care of that. Now, as far as the CFO evaluation form,
yes.
Wait.
I'm sorry.
Oh, we're not through? Okay.
No, we're not. What we're going to give to everybody is Bertold at the meeting. He's going to make a presentation on the survey and give people copies of the survey as well as the comments. Is that in the packet they get ahead of time? Because we just said in the minutes that that everybody is going to get ahead of time. Oh, wait, I'm keep going
By
back
ahead
and
of
forth.
Time, you mean Thursday night?
Yeah.
Okay. Not by email.
By email
they can get the stuff that we said.
By email they're going to get the hire letter, the resume, the June self-eval, the September self-eval, and a sample of our worksheet.
Yeah, and you have his resume in there?
Yes.
Okay.
Hire letter, resume, June self-eval, September self-eval, and sample worksheet from personnel committee. Then, at the meeting, so we're recommending that they receive this particular list that I put together by email.
Well, the worksheet that you're talking about, which is that one?
They don't need to get that ahead of time, right?
Okay, but what are you – you mean the final – our final conclusion?
No, the worksheet that I put together that you and I designed.
The one with the categories
yeah.
for people to do? Oh, okay.
If they want to start working on it, I guess they really can't work on it until they get the statistics. So they don't.
But isn't that a second evaluation? This is evaluation through.
Yeah, I thought we had
December.
Put that one to rest.
Yeah. I mean, why are we giving all this other information out? Because we're going to create another evaluation.
See, that's what I was confused about.
Yeah, this is an evaluation that's been done by those who knew him best through December of this past year. And all we're doing is deciding whether or not we're going to agree to that evaluation. And they
well,
knew him best. And with the new people, why in the world did they need to know all this stuff because they weren't there? That's
well,
the whole purpose of doing it.
But they're voting on it. But the point is that they can all like write their own notes about what they want to remember. I don't necessarily think that a worksheet is necessary at this juncture. I think we should just keep it simple and give them the information they need so they can ponder the information. Everybody makes their own individual.
What they need is what Bertold has produced.
That's right.
And the old members there who can respond, and the personnel committee
mm-hmm.
to any questions. All the rest of that is if you've given all the old documents, we're going to have a new evaluation being done, and that's
the reason for the old documents. I know with me it helped put things into perspective. You see how much experience is there. You see what
the personnel committee should have that material there. If anybody asks for it, the personnel committee ought to give it to them and explain it to them. But to pass all that other information, out, it's just creating a new evaluation.
So you're saying not to give them the statistical?
That's right.
I think the comments.
I think the personnel committee ought to respond to any comments. But to give all that information out, it's just going to create a confusion for a new evaluation.
We're not doing what we're supposed to be doing.
No, I
disagree. I think we have to be as transparent as possible with all of this information.
The transparent agent ought to be the personnel committee that's done the work.
Well, I disagree. I think that everyone should have access to the data. and then they can form their own
opinion. Then why
did they
give it to them before?
We wanted those who knew him best to evaluate him. No, the bylaws just call for yearly evaluation. So whoever the board is a continuum regardless. But that aside is that we have already announced to the PMB, to the full body, in our previous report, that they would have access to all of the information, which they want. And they're going to read all the comments.
Oh, we did that.
Yes, we've already done that. I was not aware that that's already history. They want that information, and they're going to. So we're just trying to give them as much information.
Then we don't have any choice.
To make an informed decision. No, yeah. The only thing we're discussing right now is whether we need to send them a worksheet, which I don't think we need to do.
No.
One more piece of paper. I don't think it's necessary. Mm-hmm. But. You know, others can.
I'm sorry. If we promised to do it, we've got to do it.
Yeah.
I was not aware we had promised to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go over this again. Ahead of time, they're getting the higher letter, the resume, the June self-eval, and the September self-eval. At the meeting, they're going to receive the summary of the statistical analysis and a copy of the comments. Is everybody getting... Everybody's getting a copy of the comments that we typed out?
Well, that's what we have to decide tonight. This was Chandra and I who had a discussion, and she raised the possibility of giving people ahead of time, meaning Thursday night when they get in, a copy of a hard copy of the statistics as well as the comments. And then they don't have to spend as much time looking over it at the executive session.
Have we seen the comments?
No, we haven't seen anything.
No, we will all get them at the same time. They're in hard copy. There were handwritten comments that have been typed, et cetera, and there's no, you know, email way to do the comments without having paid a fortune. We decided that on our first meeting, that we would just get the hard copy at the meeting, and we read the comments. So all we have to decide is whether, and I don't have any objection to the board members getting it. I don't know how it can be done in a very orderly way, but because people come in all night.
Yeah.
But,
see, the comment part is going to be important only to maybe pinpoint what people would like to see improved specifically. But as far as being able to evaluate and recommend, the statistics and all that stuff is already going to do it. See, the comment is just about making recommendation that people, you know, feel specifically about certain issues to get fixed, you know, things they think he did really well and things that need to be improved, specific issues. But that's not going to have any impact on the evaluation itself because the evaluation, the results, the statistical results are already there. I mean, it's going to have an impact, obviously, but, you know, the statistical result will give you plenty to go by to figure out how to rate him. The comments are just going to give you ideas of what can be fixed or improved or done better, supposedly.
Well, I think the comments, at least when we've done it here, have been more compelling than the statistics because they, you know, someone will, let's say, give a low rating to someone and then you find out through their comments that they're extremely biased or prejudiced on that particular category or, you know, it really contextualizes the ratings that they give. And we have to remember that the comments are going to be linked to the statistics by virtue of the numbers that were assigned to them by Yolanda. So you can easily go to 1A and see if they got this low score. Their comments, they got it because, you know, something superficial or something really profound. And so I think it's valuable if it can be done. My only concern is that my experience has been as people trickle in, you don't get all of the members, so some will have more of an advantage than others, but, you know, be that as it may, we would have to work out a process. And you, and Chandra, perhaps you could discuss it with Yolanda, because she might be, she and Donna might be able to recognize, recommend. Donna, for example, has everybody's flight information and general arriving time. And we could recommend that they contact Yolanda, and she give out the package. So I think without Yolanda being on the phone, we would we shouldn't volunteer her to do that. But I don't have an objection to get the package ahead of time. I don't know how other people feel.
No objection.
Well, I'm still confused about this worksheet. I really am, because, you know, Ambrose raises a valid point. Why are we doing this evaluation when the evaluation's always already been done? We're just supposed to be discussing the the recommendations.
And then vote.
So why do we need the worksheet?
Well, we don't need a worksheet. That was your recommendation.
No. No worksheet.
Well,
I took it
from our discussion, because I thought that we were charged by the executive, by the personnel committee, to come up with something, and that's what I thought that I was supposed to be doing. But I don't think we need it.
No, we don't.
I think
need
all
it.
We
no.
need
is that conclusion thing at the meeting that we get from Yolanda.
The final recommendation.
Final recommendations.
And,
that's it.
And do we need also this three areas of exceptional achievement and three areas requiring improvement?
That we do, because it's not defined by the evaluation forms. The evaluation forms did not ask you for three areas of strength and three areas of goals. You know, that doesn't usually come on the evaluation form. We could certainly include it next time. That'll come out of the full discussion. So, given everything that we've read, given the statistics, given the fact that a lot of people didn't respond, even, you know, this is a third of the people responded who were sent the forms, given our experience as a board with the ED, we think that what these, all of this input means is that he's really good at this, this, and this, and, like everybody else, we can set goals for added improvement on this, this, and this. So,
okay, well, now I'm confused. Because if we have 24 people putting different exceptional achievements or strengths and 22 people giving different areas of improvement, how is Yolanda going to tabulate that?
No. We took that off the sheet already in our previous discussion tonight.
We didn't take it off the sheet.
Yeah, I think we did, didn't we?
There were only five items.
I mean, it's going to be, that is what I had said would come out of the discussion. So the whole group has a discussion, and as a PMB, we all decide verbally that these are his strengths and these are his goals, and the chair will communicate that part. The only thing that is going to be circled is the final outcome beyond that. Because there's no way to quantify that, otherwise you're going to have 50 different recommendations, so there's no way to put that on a sheet. That has to come out of discussion.
So this, what we're giving people is a worksheet that they can use to write up their recommendations on achievement.
No, it's not a worksheet. It's
a voting sheet.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just the final conclusions, those five categories we defined. That's it. And that's not going out by email.
So then the achievements, we're getting rid of those, the achievements
yes.
and recommendations.
Yes, we are going to come up with that. We're going to recommend it to the PMB to come up with that. But it's
not
a sheet.
Form. No.
It's not on a form. It's part of our conclusions that the chair... that we will have in a motion for the chair to recommend to
so do we
relate
give this to people so they can write it up, or do we not give it to
No.
No.
That's just going to come out of the discussion.
Okay. So the only thing I'm giving people is the worksheet with the final recommendation.
You're not giving, yeah.
Not a worksheet.
No.
I mean the personnel committee.
No.
Final vote.
Yes, that takes place at the executive session only. That is not, under any circumstance, to be sent out by email.
No.
I know that.
Yeah, okay, because we don't want people to leave that laying around.
No.
Okay, so it'll just, the only thing that's going to go out by email are those other things we talked about, the hire letter, blah, blah, blah. Just the voting sheet, shall we say.
Right.
Is going to just be in the executive session, handed out and collected by Yolanda, and and then she'll give us a total, and the recommendations we will decide verbally as a board.
Okay.
The others. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So are we through with the ED evaluation?
That was exhausting.
I know. But not as exhausting as some committees, and this is a tall order, and we have to realize next time we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We can tweak it, but at least we don't have to start from scratch.
Hopefully.
Yeah. And then so the next time will be with the CFO evaluation. So did everybody get to look at that form? It's from two meetings ago. And my only comment was that I thought, of course, the rating and all that is so far superior, but I thought, as I recall, and I can't look at it because I don't have the computer, but my impression was it was too many sheets of paper, and that I thought it could be tighter only in the sense that rather than have a comment for each question, as I believe there was, is that it should be for each category.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, and then that'll tighten it up, and it'll cut the, because it wasn't like there were too many questions. It was just adding the comment lines for each question. Other than that, I thought it was a really good start. I don't know if we're ready to present it to the board yet, because I was hoping that Evelyn would be on the call.
My recommendation.
And nor do I think that we're necessarily going to have the time to get to this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My recommendation is, Lydia. We should get some feedback from the finance committee.
Because I think that would be a great idea.
Excellent idea.
You know, and then let them tell us what it is in this thing that make sense or do not make sense, and give us recommendation and explanation, and then we'll decide, of course. But you know, they deal with them. They deal with them. They ask for report. They check. I'm on the finance committee.
That's right.
I don't do a quarter of what these people do. They working their brains off.
Yeah.
Checking stuff.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
So let's put that at the. That's going to be the focus of our next agenda for our next meeting.
You got it.
Did we even schedule? I get all my committees mixed up. Did we schedule meetings for the year for this committee? I don't think
so.
No,
we didn't.
We're
no.
doing it each time by need, right? ASAP.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's. If we can move on to.
So before we do move on to that, just one clarifying point. Are we going to have Berthold send the finance committee the evaluation form that he prepared to give us feedback on it, or is that what you're recommending?
No, I don't think that's a good idea, because then people start thinking that it's ready for input as a form. I think that the questions and categories that they would like to see included in the evaluation should be given to Berthold, that he should request that from the finance committee. Berthold, what do you think?
Rather than have them try
to reinvent the form. You know what I'm saying? Too many cooks in the kitchen type of thing. Input is one thing, but...
I would tell them to give us feedback on the form, not to do the form. Because we decide anyways.
Right, except that, you know, it's the personnel committee that's been charged with coming up with a recommendation on the form. So, But yeah, that's fine. Just say this is not a finished form. It's just a draft form that we're not through working on. But these are the elements that we've discussed so far.
And we're nice enough to ask you for your opinion.
Yeah. Yes. Because here's my other thing is that I don't like to send out evaluation forms because if it turns out to be the final form, it's you could end up getting some bogus, you know, multiple things coming in. So, well, anyway, use your judgment.
Why don't we not send them the form and just send them the categories?
That's my idea.
The categories in the form?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Just a list of the categories for evaluation, and that's it. And ask them if we've missed any.
So
not to send the form.
Okay.
Just the categories.
Just our proposed categories for evaluation.
Okay. By the way, Lydia, what you suggested has already been done.
Okay.
Under management, there's only one comment section. Under budget and planning, there's only one comment section.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, now on our next meeting, which will be in May, have we decided on this committee which is the best night?
Can we discuss that at the PND when we're all together?
Okay, that's fine.
It doesn't make sense when Evelyn and Rory are not.
Yes,
present.
I know, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's do that, and I'll see you all at the PNB, but let's stay in really close touch in the next couple of days over the weekend for questions. Chandra's going to have some. Hopefully I'll be back online, and I'll create a report because I don't want to send out the report, anything to the PNB until we've all agreed that that's what we agreed on.
One last question.
Yeah.
There's also the mapping of the process that we should discuss of the CFO.
Oh, yeah.
That's important because I think once we discuss that and deal with it, maybe at the PNB meeting, we should probably have that same process or format for the CEO in the future and so forth. And then that process was, you know, the survey, will we survey? That's the first part. The second part is interview a few people. That the personnel committee should actually interview two or three people that are close to that person or, you know, who know the work of that person. Just ask the person for a two-page executive summary. I mean, bullet point. You know, I know we like to write.
Excuse me, Berthold.
Uh-huh.
You're discussing what we're going to decide what we're going to discuss the next meeting. So why don't you just prepare a list and present it to us at the next meeting?
You have that.
Or send it out ahead of time.
Yeah, I have your list.
Yeah. So we can.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can.
Yeah, because I don't think that we're going to have the time to do it at this coming meeting. So I would recommend that we, you know, consider meeting in early May, so that we can get a move on. On this. Okay?
Good.
Okay.
Okay,
everybody good? And we'll just try to respond to email. Let's all be really vigilant about that. Hopefully I'll be back on a computer by tomorrow.
And, Lydia, if you're not on the computer, you can call me and I'll read it.
Okay, great. And I also, do you have a fax? Because I do have a fax.
Yes, I do.
Okay, then we'll talk off when we're not streaming.
Yeah.
And, and that's it. And so have a fabulous weekend, everybody.
And
don't forget, since I'm not on the computer and something comes up between now and when I let you know that I'm on, feel free to call me, and everyone has my cell number.
Is it okay if I wait to send this out till tomorrow morning because I have an engagement now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I was gonna edit my notes and then send what I put together.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, thank you all so much.
Good night.
I thought it was productive. Okay,
good night,
bye-bye.
Everybody. Thank you. Bye.